Get busy, bud.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. It's time. It's really time. What I got to do and what I got to get you to do is understand the effect that being yourself has on people. Now, the reason I say I got to do it is because I be talking shit. And goddamn it, I do realize it, but I don't really realize it. But Jonathan Small, what's your email? AskRosebud@gmail.com. Maybe I need to put that up there for you, motherfuckers, man. Well, whatever. What I'm saying, fellas, is you guys gotta get to this point. And this point in your growth is where you have just complete confidence in what you think and how you think. You know what the process you go through is to think. And all of this stuff I'm talking about can be done in a nanosecond. That's how fast your goddamn mind works. Only if you'll release it. You gotta release your mind so it can carry you where you need to go. Not every single one of you motherfuckers are interested in my shit. Much more for the goddamn conquests that you can have as far as catching bitches and knocking them off. I ain't mad about that goddamn shit. Actually, man, I don't, you know, have an opinion of it because I use it for that. Ain't that a bitch? But once you've actually mastered having real game, real confidence, your life will be different. The thing about you guys that's fucked up is that you've gone for the convenience of technology. So, of course, I say that all the time, whatever, fuck it, I'm not going to go into that, but you just have gone for that convenience. It's much easier to read about confidence than it is to learn, deal with gaining confidence. But there's something greater that you need to think about. And this is going to shock the shit out of you. Sex. That's greater. Not necessarily greater. I may be using the wrong whatever adjective or whatever word right there, but what I'm saying is sex. It's very fucking important to all of us. You all want it. But this is what I want to know. Have you really thought about it? Have you really wondered what's up with sex? Nah, I don't think you have, but if you have, I just want to make sure you know that I don't mean have you fantasized about sex. I mean, what is it? And why does it matter so much? And who the fuck does it matter to? Have you ever thought of out of 10 sexual encounters that you have, and well, when I say you have, I'm talking about men and women. Because what I'm saying is a lot of you motherfuckers don't really know that women come, that they crave coming as much as your motherfucking ass did. But what I'm saying is out of 10 sexual encounters that you have, and 10 sexual encounters that they have you ever thought about who conned the most? Women might come 2 or 3, 4 or 5 times, but they ain't coming every time. Unless you know what the fuck you doing. But what I'm saying is men coming 100% unless something ain't right. But if it's right, every time, nigga ain't missing. Well, at least I do. Well, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just get out the pussy because I'm not a great fucker, so that ain't what the fuck I'm saying. I'm just saying, I don't know, my mind tells me that if you just fucking, man, you done goddamn, nigga, you ain't gonna come. Then I just get out the pussy, fuck it. And I don't know if that's what you should do. I'm not saying that. My point is, once you realize there's things that go on with you personally during sex, once you realize it, and once you realize what they are and you start to, like, require these things during sex, once you, you know, realize this shit, you'll never chase pussy again. Excuse me. Summer coming and my fucking hay fever is coming back already. But you'll never chase pussy again. Because when you chase it, slowly you realize that you're really running from it. Fellas, the reason you have the power is women look for the perfect lover. And unless you meet that criteria, you're not going to be the perfect lover for her. Very rarely do you meet the criteria necessary for some bitch perfect lover. Now, men have their particulars about whatever they like, but it's not a requirement. As long as he is a pussy, it's on. Now, do you realize how many times women go unsatisfied in a normal relationship? Fuck, think about it. No, you won't. That's exactly what I'm talking about, bro. You know, Rose, my lady, I don't give a fuck about no head. I know you don't, man. That's why when you get 71, you're going to be having some videos and shit to watch that you bought at the store. I'm fucking real bitches. Because I still believe what I believe about pussy. Now, do you? I already asked you, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you realize how many times they go unsatisfied? I sure the fuck do. And this is what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. You learn at Sidewalk University. Sidewalk University is a very unusual school if you want to look at curriculum. But Sidewalk University is just like every other school when it comes to curriculum, because that's what they learn, the curriculum we have. But our curriculum is more about real life Don't nobody give a fuck if you know how far it is to the sun. I don't care if you know how cold it is on the moon or how far it is to Pluto or what you would need to go there. Fuck that got to do with me living right here. Now, bro, that's what kind of life you living in, you know, doing that kind of work for, you know, have at that shit, mate. I ain't mad at you. But my point is Sidewalk University is a hands-on, real-life experience that you would never experience in some other fucking school. That's why in 3 months, basically 12 weeks, you learn what a motherfucker learns in a goddamn four-year institution. I don't give a fuck if it's UC Berkeley. I don't care if it's UCLA. I don't care. Because if it's about what your major is, you go and pick any five motherfuckers from any one of them institutions, UCLA, Berkeley, any one of them, and pick five motherfuckers from Sidewalk University, I'm talking about fresh graduates, and see which one of them motherfuckers can actually do what the fuck they graduated in. This is what goes on. I'm dope as a motherfucking professor. I motherfucking make sure if you open your mouth and say something, your ass can do it. Why? Because you ain't saying shit in my motherfucking class you can't do, and you're going to have to talk. Now, on another note, I have to deal with these verbal duels. You know what these fucking stupid ass motherfuckers want to argue with me about, whatever the fuck. And it was just so y'all know, my record is like 3,117 and 0. Some 23-year-old motherfucker, you don't want to say shit. He want my shit, of course, so naturally, I told the motherfucker about it. Then he went off about some shit he thought. And, you know, he felt that I wasn't being real. All right, man, I ain't really going to entertain this shit, but okay, I'm going to humor you. What the fuck are you talking about, Mike? You know what I'm saying? How you going to tell me I ain't being real? And I wasn't being real because I should want to enlighten up-and-coming motherfuckers. Now you got to get this shit. He said, up-and-coming man or an up-and-coming pimp. So what I'm saying is, this fool, he either don't watch all these goddamn videos I make. It's just a whole bunch of shit he don't do for him to say some shit like that. But now he warrants to get sprayed. So I drew my double-barreled Uzi, and I sprayed his ass, and a little more, all over his motherfucking ass. Now, after I sprayed him, he was so motherfucking quiet. So long that I thought that motherfucker had hung up. So I said, fool, you there? My first said, oh, gee, you mean that shit you talk is real? I couldn't figure, what the fuck are you talking about? I couldn't believe he said that. I heard that shit and screamed at him, nigga, what the hell do you mean is the shit real? And he said, you mean you really are the brother who pimped in the 70s? The 70s and 80s. This dude thought that I was one of these internet motherfuckers. All the shit he, that I talk, he thought was some, like, scripts, you know, that the people say in the movies. So I said, nigga, how old are you? The motherfucker said, when he said 23, I understood. And then that motherfucker said, man, I swear to God, I thought you was that actor that I saw in American Pimp. I listened to this one and he said, I thought you was pretending to be the Rosebud on that movie. Now, what I'm saying is, I didn't calm down now. And, hold on, what's up, honey? What you need? What? Something going on?
Not bad. She's leaving, but it turned off, and I forgot to come ahead and turn it on and see.
All right, I got you. Well, fuck.
You can still do that. It's just you'll have to give them permission to put it in your name.
When?
Right now, I don't have any
energy. Well, where are they?
I have to call them.
Well, Lena, I can't do it. I'm on the fucking goddamn video. Okay. I mean, I can do it. Listen, I can do it in, like, when I finish the videos. Well, just go start it right now. You start it, and then, you know my information, right?
Yeah.
Well, just do it then. Goddamn it, why didn't you fucking do it, Lena? Never mind. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. Goddamn, man. See, things be going on. And this is what I'm saying. When you a real motherfucker, you want shit to be right. That's why I write shit. You know, I'm an old nigga. My daughter be coming in fucking with me. And shit be getting me off key. But since I got bullet points, I never get lost. I never get lost. So, what I'm really saying, the nigga tell me he 23. And then he tell me he thought I was an actor. Now, I calmed down. And I started telling this motherfucker, man, because I really know there is a gang of motherfuckers, a whole generation who have grown up on nothing but bullshit. Everybody from the 90s on to now just grew up on nothing but bullshit. And I really might be a fable. I really might be whatever you call this shit, a hood story, you know, whatever. A urban legend. Yeah, I might be that to a bunch of motherfuckers. So I told that motherfucker, I am Rosebud, motherfucking Pentadose nigga. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing fake about my motherfucking ass. Nigga said, my bad, OG. I love American. This nigga said he seen him about, like, no more than 5 years ago. He was like 18 or 19 or something. He said, but then, what I said, he said that shit. Like that shit was a new movie or something. You know, that shit was over 20 years old. So I say, man, because he repeated it. You know, and he said, I love American Pimp, and especially that nigga on there pretending to be you. I don't think of where your motherfucking head at. I say, fool, do you understand English? Nigga, I am the nigga you thought was acting. I've already told this nigga this shit earlier in the conversation. But this is what I mean when I say, you motherfuckers don't be listening. Because when I told him that this second time, this fool flipped out. Oh, shit. You gotta be bullshit. Are you real fucking Rosebud from American Bill? You know, I mean, of course, I'm flattered or whatever the fucking words you want to views. Anytime somebody, I be talking to somebody, say, excuse me, that voice sounds familiar. Are you the ass? So I'm flattered anytime a motherfucker recognizes me. But this dude, he thought I was Denzel Washington. This motherfucker was like, whatever. So now I calm that nigga down. I say, nigga, you want to get laced because I ain't into the hard sale. That motherfucker said, that motherfucker said, man, anything you got, man, you know, I just want to do it. Let him, man, you know, it costs money, it ain't free. He said, I ain't broke either. So he wasn't pushing. Because that motherfucker hit me with 17, huh? What you need, baby?
Give him permission.
What?
Give him permission.
Yes, I'm John Dixon. I'm giving her permission. My daughter, Elena.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry, you guys. But anyway, dude sent me 1700. I sent him everything. So what I'm saying is this, folks. If you, want to get laced, or if you want to get a different view on how to see a confident motherfucker, then just get at me. I only have about, many Facebook. I don't think I'm at my max. I think the max is 5,000. But I don't really try to have them, goddamn. Bunch of friends, because if I wanted to have 5,000, I'd have way more than that, because there's only maybe 100 of them motherfuckers that's bitches. And out of them, 50 or 60 of them are my childhood friends. Now, I'm going to tell you something that this dude made me think about. To this day, I regret. Lena, you take that shit somewhere else, please. What do you need? Jesus Christ. Lena, what do you need? Man, my daughter, man, and these kids and their breakups. So something going on with. I could tell by the way she's looking that it ain't to her liking. But, man, is it any motherfucking way? To this day, I regret allowing most of the motherfucking bitch friends that I have on my page. The only ones I don't regret are my childhood friends. And some of the, I had a lot of, childhood friends that grew up on my block, 3-4 blocks away. And, I can't see myself. Excuse me. To this day, I just cannot see myself having a fucking female friend. I mean, I don't know how many females you have on your line. That Facebook friends bullshit. I really wish you would enlighten me. Oh, goddamn. I forgot. I'm sorry, you guys. 803, what's up, man? 803, what's up?
I forgot. I'm sorry, you guys. 803, what's up, man? I wish you would enlighten me. 803, what's up?
773, you there?
Yeah, man, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. Come on, what's happening?
All right, cool. So I wanted to kick it with you about, I got a question about the topic. I can't see it right now, but more or less, it's basically you talking, you kicking it about staying down, whatever the fuck you doing. You understand
right.
me? If you a painter, you should be painting every day, shit like that. You feel me? So let's, and I bought some of your material. you know.
Okay.
So
the name
so
of the name of this is going hard until the shit happens.
Going hard. Right. So back, right. That's why I brought up the whole painting thing or whatever. You know, you got to paint every day if that's some shit that you fuck with and that's some shit you enjoy. So my question is, it's a two part question. The first part.
I don't care. Let's go, man.
Cool. You do this shit every day. Let's go with the negative aspect first, because that's what a lot of cats be dealing with. What are some things that we could do when we be like, damn, you know, I mean, I like what I'm doing, but it's just like my shit trash or whatever. So what are some things that we could do? What are some things that that you would recommend?
Hey, bro,
motherfucker,
bro, do you see how fucking hard it is for you to ask that goddamn question?
Yeah.
You know why it's so hard to ask?
I don't believe it.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't even got no business even asking that shit. That's what you do. Stop being crazy, man. Stop asking yourself silly shit that you got to think about because you asked it. Come on, man. Shit. What's the other part of the question, man?
Okay, so the other part of the question
803,
is...
803, I see you, man. Don't go nowhere. The other part is what, man?
Now that you put that on me, the other part is... What can a young man do to stop being, you know, so hard on himself?
Man, stop being a fraudulent motherfucker. You know,
stop being hard on yourself. Go ahead,
bro. You know, just like I could tell from listening to you talk, you a fake ass nigga. You be faking all the time. You don't know what to say to no bitch. And what I'm saying, you act like all that shit that ain't existing. I know you ain't gonna admit it, but that's you. Stop all that bullshit, and you don't know how much shit will stop. That's just the truth, bro. That's bud, man. Don't ask me nothing if you don't want to know the truth. 803, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, man? I want to get straight to it, man. I'm trying to be a motherfucker, for real.
Okay, bro, listen to me, man. There's no trying to do nothing. So you really don't want to be a motherfucker because you're trying to be one. You want them motherfuckers that say, I want to be a motherfucker. You're not one of them motherfuckers that say, I am, and you go out and be a motherfucker.
Though.
What?
Take me out, though, like. All right.
Take you out where? What are you talking about, bro?
Every time I come in anyway, it's some kind of movement, like, I'm already a motherfucker, for real.
Okay,
like,
man.
Look,
I ain't got time for your shit,
and it's
man.
A bitch behind me.
Bro, I ain't
I'm
got
saying,
time for your bullshit. Hey, you guys, don't come on my show with this shit, man. I mean, come on. If he's already a motherfucker, why is he on the show? If he's already a motherfucker, why is he saying he want to be a motherfucker? Come on, there's just too many ways to see that this fucker is an asshole. That's why you motherfuckers ain't shit. All you do is pretend, and you pretend so much that your motherfucking ass gets fronted off by your own goddamn words, and you too fucking stupid to see you done fronted yourself off. Now, 803, punk ass nigga, I'm finna bring you back. I ain't no scary nigga. Come on. You on, nigga. Come
right
on.
Here, man. Right here, man, but back to my question, man. You can say
no, fuck your question. Wait,
well,
stop.
Question.
Hey, bro. Hey, man, you either going to listen, then talk.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So what I'm saying is that shit you said is weak. And I know that's how you come
to
this.
But it's the truth. You ain't even let me get to the question yet.
Because you faking. You lying.
Okay.
And you know you are. Why do I have to sit here and listen to the lie when I can tell you lying by the way you talking? Bro, you ain't talking to no 23-year-old motherfucker. I'm old as fuck, man. And all the fucking years you've been born, I've been playing them years.
I already know.
So what the fuck I'm trying to tell you, bro, is the reason I ain't got no stab wounds or no bullet wounds and no fucking enemies. It's because I can see through muddy water and spot dry land. I don't need to be with you or sitting next to you to know you're a goddamn sucker. I'm listening to you talk. I'm listening to the words you using to say what you're saying. And I hear a pump all in it. Now, you will shoot me. I know that. I ain't saying that kind of pump. I'm just saying, you know, sucker punk shit. I hear it. Now, what's funny?
That's what I need. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
It ain't, it ain't, it's not that I'm portraying something I'm trying to be. It's I'm really, like, in it for real already because
in what?
The way it's positioned. Okay.
What are you in, bro?
How do you walk up?
Bro, what the fuck are you in? What are you in?
Dang.
You say you already in. You say you already in it. What are you in?
The game. The game.
Meaning?
Same shit you're talking about.
Hey, everybody listening. See, this is how you
see suckers.
Hey, bro, don't interrupt me while I'm talking. Let me shut your fucking ass up. See, this is how you recognize liars, man. You know, he said he's already in it. Now, I said, what are you in? Now, if this motherfucker has some shit I'm talking about, he would say it. He would have no problem saying what it is he's in. But he still want to be talking in riddles. He's a kid. I'm already in it. Man, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm already in. This nigga ain't in shit. He's one of them wannabe motherfuckers. He got a girlfriend that gave him $27, and now he think he a motherfucking pimp. Hey, sucker. A real nigga to pull you back on the line, 616.
I'm not even trying to be that.
Hey,
that's
well,
not
what
me.
The fuck are you trying to be, stupid nigga?
I'm just trying to goddamn be a motherfucker.
Hey, you know what? Don't call back, man. You out. Because you guys don't know, I could actually put you out of here. So, 773, what's up, man? And 616, I'll get you in a minute.
You said, okay, I'm going to hold off then.
Who's gonna hold up?
Oh, you let me back in. My bad, I missed hers. Sit back, baby. Hold on, give me a second. So yeah, I was really just reflecting on what you had just said. Like, talk about all that, like, it's fake shit. You know what I'm saying?
But check in, bro.
You believe
can't
it?
You see how much fake shit going on? Can't you see that brother is a liar?
Yeah, I'm talking about this. Oh, talking about bro. Yeah, but I'm talking. Yeah,
but,
yeah,
no,
definitely.
Listen to me. Wait, stop. What I'm saying is I'm talking about all this fake shit going on. That's what you said.
Uh-huh.
You know, interesting. My point is the fake shit was live, right in front of you. And this is what goes on in the streets. This is what goes on with these women. Motherfuckers be sounding like this fucking fool and be thinking the bitch can't tell he lying. And then when the bitch meet you and you kind of say some of the same shit that this fucking nigga said, she gonna think,
mm-hmm.
she gonna treat you as if you this nigga because she think what you saying is bullshit when it could be real. But you get fucking fake motherfuckers running around saying shit that real motherfuckers say, fucking the game up for everybody, man. You know, so excuse me for being excited about that shit, but that's just, man, that shit is cold, man. You got a question?
Nah, I'm just gonna mute it and just keep listening to you kick it for real.
All right, brother, for sure. 615, what's going on?
All right, what's down, Road Bud, man? This is Luda Lou, man, from Memphis, Tennessee, man. I usually meet a lot of girls and stuff, man, but it seems like when I get ready to start talking to them, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I be thinking about fucking, but I be trying to have a casual conversation. I be running out of stuff to say, man.
Well, me, I be one of the fucking bitches too. Well, I wish I would have some casual conversation with a motherfucking bitch. Man, what I'm saying is I ain't gonna be talking about fucking her either. See, what I'm talking about, you guys are, to me, sick. You know, you don't know how to charm a bitch. you don't know how to have a bitch just wanting to do anything for you. Because you don't know shit about your goddamn self. I know by my lips. I know by my mustache. I know by my eyes. I know by my fucking ears. I use that shit when I talk to a bitch. And all that shit along with, you know, my conversation. Because my conversation is the last thing I depend on. Because I know that goddamn bitch done heard everything. So I ain't gonna say nothing new to this bitch, but I'm gonna show her something different. She gonna see my lips. She gonna notice my eyes because I'm gonna bring her attention to her. I know what I'm doing. Period. That's why you wanna, hold on. Is it done, honey? Everything straight? You all right? No problems? No problems? All right. Be cool. I'm just saying, fellas, you got to know who you are, and you got to know what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, it's because you don't have any plans. It's because you don't believe in what you think. It's because you don't think you think of shit to get you what you want. See, so two things we learn at Sidewalk University. Selfishness and conceit. We selfish because we don't think or do shit that ain't gonna benefit ourselves. Now, we ain't saying fuck you, but we sure ain't finna miss ourselves. And we concede it because now, motherfucker, psychiatrist, any sociologist, now, motherfucker, can tell us shit. Because we already know, because we thought about it already. And what we think, what we end up with is our thoughts, is what's up. Not what some motherfucker that ain't walked 2 feet in our shoes, whatever the fuck he got to say, fuck him. Now, if you want to be like that, you better fuck a Sidewalk University, bro. That's all I can say. You got anything else?
Yeah, I definitely need to fuck with Sidewalk University, man, so I can get my arsenal up, bro, because...
Do your thing, bro. I don't want to hear that shit. Do it, and we cool. Be in the class, we cool. But all that talking, you know, too many motherfuckers want of this, want of that, but they don't go do it. So I ain't with the talking about it, bro. I got another call, though. Thanks for the call. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? It's Devin out of Houston. And, yes, sir. Just one of this. I was curious, man. I heard you previously mention in your first interactions with women, you tend to take them through all the range of motions just to test them out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of curious how you go about doing so, because I meet most chicks from like casual, just the mall, you know, grocery store out and about. But I'm just saying, like, do you just because I'm thinking of making them mad or something, you know, just playing.
Hey, bro, check game. You guys got to understand this. Motherfuckers pay me money to hear what you ask. See,
right.
What you guys don't understand is there's techniques. I mentioned the fucking subject. Then you want to hear all the techniques. Without giving me shit. Do you think I'm a damn fool?
No, you're right.
I know. Because what I'm saying is this, bro. Sometimes I tease you and tell you some of the techniques. Because I know it's a million of them. And if that one does something for you, good, motherfucker. You just got a motherfucker want to build a cake. Crumb by crumb. Nah, man. Give me the whole cake and I'll cut me a slice. That's how you should be thinking. But no. You want to, you know, do what every other motherfucker want to do. Well, let me just ask. And then what? You get clowned. That's what happened in life, bro. If you got to ask, you going to get clowned. If you want it and you don't go get it, you going to get clowned. If you want it, and all you do is want it, then you're going to be wanting it for a long time because you ain't never going to get it. That's why at Sidewalk University, we are the go-getters because we don't want shit past 15 seconds. We think of whatever the fuck it is. Well, they think of whatever it is because when I think of it, I go do it right then. But they're getting to that point, and they're at that point to where 15 seconds is all the time they're going to spend wanting some. The rest of the time they're going to spend going to get it. Because we're not fake frauds or phonies. Like a lot of motherfuckers aren't listening to my show. Like that punk-ass motherfucker fucking that shit. You ain't got to be standing in front of me for me to know who the fuck you are, bro. I wish you motherfuckers would understand that. You got anything else, bro?
Nah, that was really it.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. 252, what's up?
Yo, what's up, bud? This is D.
D! What's happening?
My bad. And I'm not the nigga who got the three questions. I'm a different D. I'm from the 252.
Oh, this is another motherfucker. Okay, D. Yeah. Let's go. I remember you, too.
What's up, man? I just want to reiterate when you were saying about having confidence in your thoughts and being conceited when following through.
What about it?
Yeah. As of right now, man, I'm 5 months from having a child, and I came to a decision my whole life, man. I'm thinking about joining the military. And ever since I've been putting myself in a position, everybody's been coming with, like, you know you're going to miss on this, or, you know, this might happen. And I came to a point in my life, I realized, and I'm confident in myself, and I told everybody, you do not walk in my shoes. You do not pay my bills. The only thing you got for me is words. And if I do fail in some aspect, I still stand on my own shit because I never listen to somebody else tell me about how they want to do something or how I might.
Okay, wait. Stop. You explaining yourself or describing yourself. Mm-hmm. What's your question?
Going forward, if I do fail, how to keep moving but just realizing that.
See, stop. Just stop. Mm-hmm. See all that shit you were saying before that, and I stopped you and I said, what's your real question? See, this is why he was talking all that goddamn shit, because the real question shows that you're a punk, because you don't believe in what the fuck you were saying. That's why you have the problems you have, because you talk hella shit, good-sounding shit, but that's all it is you're just talking shit. Because if you were anything like you were explaining, you wouldn't have that question. You would just be doing whatever it is you need to do and would not be giving a fuck about, man, motherfucker, whatever the fuck they say. I just told you what we learned is to be selfish and conceited because we think of ourselves first and can't, man, motherfucker, tell us shit. Those are parts of being confident. So what I'm saying is you don't realize that all you be doing is faking. You be telling yourself shit that sounds good, but you don't be doing it. What, bro?
Oh, no, it's it. And you just brought more light for me to see how much I'm still bullshitting with myself.
Well, I'm just saying, bro, that's what I try to do. I try to help you motherfuckers because I know you really don't know. And if you really want to know, and you get a chance to kick it with me and you be real, you know I'm going to tell you whatever I think is real, and your motherfucking ass can chew it up or not. But if you really being real, the shit I'm telling you is real, and you going to, you know, real recognize real, man. That's just how it is.
Yeah. Yes, and I really appreciate it.
I know you too, bro. I'm your big brother, man. You know, and you said some foul shit, so I slapped you. No, I cut the back of your head. You know what that is, right? You got the back of your head right back there, right? You cut your hand, and then you slap your little brother or something right on there. Nigga, what you say? My brothers used to do that shit to me, man. Nigga, don't say no shit like that. Okay, then, nigga, hold the back of his hand. Okay, man, don't cut me no more.
I grew up different. Motherfuckers used to I grew up different. Motherfuckers used to slap you in your mouth once they heard you say that bullshit.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just that, you know, my parents didn't want my bigger brothers hitting on us. So if they hit us in the mouth, our lips were, they getting their ass whooped. But they cuff us in the back of the head, nobody know. That's just how it is. What's up? All right, thanks, brother. Hey, 313, what's up?
What's good, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
Yeah, so your question was, enlighten you on what's the pros of having a female friend. So I'm going to give you a couple. One of them is, them bitches like to plug you with their friends. If they fuck with you, they'll plug you with their friends and put you on tons of bitches. Second of all, I'm a cool nigga like that. I like to plug my niggas with the bitch that I'm cool with to get them niggas some pussy. So it's a few pros to that shit.
Bro, did I say it wasn't? Or did I say I don't have none?
You said you don't have none, but you said I want
so
somebody to enlighten
you. So, Breeze,
can you,
bro, I didn't need to be enlightened because I didn't need to learn what the fuck you said because I didn't learn it. I already know that bullshit. I ain't about pussy like that. And my motherfucking friends, if they can't get no pussy, they motherfucking dick don't need to be satisfied. Man, I don't give a fuck about you, man. You know, I ain't finna help you do a goddamn thing. And if the bitch in the car don't really like you, she gonna like me. If she do, I ain't gonna be no cross artist or nothing like you. If she like you, I ain't gonna care. But what I'm saying is this. Fuck all that pussy shit, man. You know, that's on you, if that's what you believe. And it's cool. If I was your partner and couldn't get no motherfucking pussy, you know, I wouldn't want a partner to set me up too. But then what kind
Hell
of nigga
yeah.
is you? No, nigga, what kind of nigga is you to be fucking with niggas that can't catch bitches?
I never said they couldn't catch no bitches. So
I
I'm
didn't
just
say what you
options.
Said. Hey, bro, I didn't say what you said because I didn't say you said that. You
said
you be doing that shit because you want to hook your boys up. Didn't you?
No doubt.
So what I'm saying is if you think hooking your boys up is cool, do it. But I think, motherfucker, if you my partner, you're going to be able to get your own pussy or else I ain't fucking with you. Something wrong. You sick, and I don't want none of that disease. Now, that's me.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I definitely
yeah,
see
that's
from.
Me, man. I don't want that shit around me, man. I want strong-ass motherfuckers that can catch a bitch, if that's the case, that's going to have my back, if that's the case, because ain't no way in the fuck I ain't having that nigga's back, and ain't no way in the fuck I'm going to need this nigga to catch me a bitch. So he might say, nigga, I sure want that bitch to suck my dick, nigga. I say, nigga, fuck you, nigga. And we still be boys. That's just how we are, motherfucker. You know, shit.
No doubt.
Ain't no thing, man. If that's what you do, that's what you do, bro.
Yeah, I don't mind plugging these niggas with a couple bitches, bro. And they don't even ask. I just be like, man, I got this bad little bitch I know. I'm gonna put you on this broad.
Yeah, but what do you do after that? Do you watch the bitch get fucked? Do you get anything from the bitch? Do your boy return the favor? What? What the fuck did you get, you good-hearted motherfucker? What the fuck
I guess I am a good-hearted nigga. Sometimes the niggas do return the favor. It's all love. All
right, bro. You know me,
but on another note, too, besides the pussy, if you do got a female friend, man, them bitches will cook for you, take you places you need to go.
Oh,
all
come on, man.
Shit,
come on, man. That's little shit, man. Who cares about that kind of goddamn shit? That's not what you want a bitch for. Man, listen. It was this weekend. Yeah. This broad, this over here, and she, I actually let the bitch cook. And what I'm saying is, bitch, you can't cook for me. You can't clean for me. I don't need your ideas about my plant. I'm self-sufficient. The only thing I need you for is what I don't have, and that's a pussy. And if you want it to be about the pussy, then you act like, you know, play them goddamn pussy games. If you want it to be about your motherfucking ass, then understand that's all I need from you. The rest I want. And since I want it, I'm going to get it. And if I don't get it, I ain't fucking with it. And the goddamn they completely understand that goddamn shit. They say, I just wish all of the niggas was like you. Yeah, I know. It'd be a hell of a lot less shit, wouldn't it? You know what? I got a hint when I say, it would be a hell of a lot less shit, wouldn't it? As I said, wouldn't it? I'm handing that bitch a Kleenex so she can wipe her pussy off. This be common on me. Because, and I ain't touched her. And that's why I say, man, you guys don't know how to fuck a bitch. You go for the pussy between her legs. I fucked the pussy between her ears way before I touched her pussy. And my job is halfway done. All I really got to do is put my dick near her pussy. And the bitch already hot enough that she going to calm like a motherfucker. Because I've been fucking her since I've been talking to her. You guys don't understand that shit. You think a motherfucker SWU don't understand that shit? That's why they pay. That's why you ain't heard shit negative by the motherfucker spending $1,700 to learn whatever the fuck they learned. And if it was shit, you know they'd be complaining about my black ass. Because just like I am on this shit, I'm that way in school. Fuck you, motherfucker. I don't want to hear that bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm saying, Lynn, Rosebud, that shit he mean is blah, blah, blah. You don't hear that shit. And I am mean. And I don't play. I ain't taking no goddamn prisoners. Live or die.
You quit the cut of niggas, for real. I already know how you get down.
I'm just saying. Live or die on the battlefield, motherfucker. Don't be asking for no second chances. And this is how you got to think, or you going to lose in life. And you might lose your life. Fuck that. I believe that every one of you motherfuckers should get to enjoy your 68th year of life like me. And the only way you're going to do that is to think way before you act. And you got to think and act in less than a second. So, you know, you got to break that shit down. A second can be a million parts.
Well, bud, I'm quick on my feet. I ain't never worried about that.
Well, that's what you say. But who says a motherfucker that say some shit like you've been saying is thinking? I'm saying if that's all you know, you might think you're quick on your feet because that's all you do, whatever you're thinking. But I'm saying quick on your feet means that you able to deal with a situation like me and you having right now on the fly while we're talking about shit you ain't had no idea we was going to be talking about, and you still representing it. I don't think you've been representing, man. I do think you've been representing that you're a real nigga. You know, you and your dogs, you know, I understand totally where you're coming from on that. So I don't mean you ain't been representing, you know, being down. But I'm saying represented by the nigga that's flanking? Nah, man, because you ain't doing nothing but trapping yourself. And the motherfucker like me listens to shit. And I catch what she's saying, I use it to trap you. That's just me, man. I'm an instructor. You know, I that's how I think. And what I'm saying is, bro, besides the fact you enabling your boys to be punks, you ain't realizing that you're hindering yourself from being who the fuck you could be. Because you holding on to some motherfucking dead weight. You ever thought of that?
I disagree with that.
I'm not saying you should or shouldn't disagree. you are answered the question which you have thought of that, right?
Right.
So, now, since you've been somebody a motherfucker can talk to, what do you disagree with?
That I'm hindering my boys from being weak.
Already like understand, I said, bro. Already understand that.
Go ahead.
You're saying, I want to know, what do you disagree with? I'm saying that you're hindering yourself. You're enabling your boys. So let's get it straight. You're hindering yourself and enabling your boys. So what do you
disagree with both of those. I'm not enabling my because
Stop. You can't say something and then keep talking. You say you're not enabling them. What makes you say that?
Because they not even asking me. I'm just doing that just on the strength.
Okay. You answered that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just doing that on the strength. If I feel like I got a bad bitch and I want one of my niggas to get on, I'm going to make that happen for them.
Let me tell you something, bro. Do you know what conversation is? Conversation could be a tool
again.
Or a weapon. Never mind. Conversation could be a tool or a weapon. See, right now, first of all, do you agree with that? Conversation could be a tool or a weapon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know what that means?
Absolutely.
What are you doing with conversation? What are we doing with conversation right now? Using it as a tool or a weapon?
We're using it as a tool because you're trying to teach and I'm trying to give you my point of view on it. So we're using it as a tool right now.
But the key is we're using it as a tool. So as a tool, it should get something accomplished. And what's being accomplished is I'm trying to check you. I'm trying to see your flaws. I'm not going to agree with you. But, bro, you standing up because, you know, it is. You know what you said that was cool? You did it on the – you said you would do it on the strength. See, a real nigga know what that means. Fucking assholes listening didn't even hear you say it. But I did. So on the strength, a nigga gonna do what he do. Period. It ain't enabling if that's the case. Because you're doing it on the strength. And some niggas, you know, that's how you feel about it, man. I got this badass motherfucking man. Come on. Meaning, no woman will ever come between you and your partners. That's what's up.
My man, you already know.
All right, but that was cool. So, all right, let me get my next caller. Oh, I don't have one. Let me. All right, bro, man, that was some cool shit, man. Look, man.
All right, bud, I appreciate you, my guy.
Wait, 313. Hit my email, man. AskRosebud@gmail.com. I got something for you, bro.
Hey, bud, check this out. I done called 3 times since I've been watching your video, and all 3 times you done offered me the free email.
Hey, because you be talking real shit, man, evidently. I like that shit.
Yes, sir.
You see, I'm real, man. All right, bro. Hey, 224, what's right. up?
Hey, what's going on? Bud, this Mo, man. I wanted to ask you, what did you think about a person like, for instance, me having to get his shit together, you know, not wardrobe, not money, you know what I'm saying? Just my personal things, you know, maybe a nice apartment. I'm staying in a hotel right now and stuff like that, but, you know, maybe a nice apartment. I got a nice car. Maybe dental work and shit like that, you know, before you even holler at a bitch. You know what I mean? What do you think about
bro,
things like
stop.
That?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let's say he was 12 years old and got in an accident, and your arm got cut off. But as you grew, listen. What I'm saying is as you grew up, some way, somehow, you thought you was slick. And you end up fucking with niggas like me. What I'm saying is, would you be worried about your motherfucking arm being gone?
In some aspects, you know, a person would, but I know what you're saying.
What am I saying, man?
You saying get to it regardless.
Regardless of the dental work, regardless of the wardrobe, regardless of anything. So what I'm saying is this too. Let's say you living in a motherfucking hotel, and it's like whatever, $50 a day or whatever. Shit.
Go ahead.
That's goddamn $1,500 a goddamn month. So you can take that $1,500 and surely pay rent. So I'm saying, bro, what I'm saying is motherfuckers think about what they can't do instead of what they can do. You see your situation. You know what you want as far as where you want to go. There ain't no questions to be asked. Make your move. You got a car? You can pay for a motel? Come on, man.
Yeah.
You balling.
Yeah, I kind of know that, man. I think
when it comes to not being in position, you on the higher level because you got a place to stay that you can pay for. You got a car that you can that can be represented in. The only thing you need is to get busy, bro.
Yeah, thank you, man. Hey, you going to be hearing from me. I'm going to check you out. My name Mo, man. So when you see Mo, M-O, ask me, man. Whatever deal you can give me. I ain't looking for no deal because I can pay for it.
Hey, hit me, bro. Quit crying, goddammit, on this motherfucking phone. Hit me, man. Real niggas know real niggas.
I got you.
For sure.
Nice talking to you, man.
You know it. So, you know, I was talking about why, or maybe I wasn't talking about, I was about to talk about, why would a motherfucker have a female friend? Do you know what that's saying? This is saying, because what I'm saying is a female that have female friends, she go over their house, her female friends. She on her periods and she pulling the Kotex out and all that goddamn shit, throwing it in the toilet or whatever she do, however they do it. And whenever something's wrong, she gonna come over to her girlfriend and tell them about how I feel like shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, this is what a friend is to this woman. Then you gonna be a male version of that? Okay, that's just one point of view. The other point of view is, which is why you motherfuckers are sick to me, how can you want or accept some bitch coming around you and not wanting to fuck with you? Because you're unattractive? Because you don't fucking think you're worth her fucking? I don't know what you would do that shit for. Because I don't do that goddamn shit. Fucking bitch. Don't fucking come over here if you don't want me to try to get the pussy. Because I ain't no pimp no more, because I would be saying, don't come over here if you don't want to get pimped on, bitch. But I ain't got to say that shit no more, because I ain't trying to pimp on the bitch. But I am trying to fuck her, so I'm going to let the bitch know, don't come fuck with me, bitch. I don't need no cooks. I don't need no maids, cleaners, or none of that shit. I got hella sets of sheets and towels and all that fucking shit. You know, no bitch. The only thing I want you to do is be a bitch. And what a bitch do is be with her man, do whatever y'all doing, blah, blah, blah. But ain't no questions when it comes to the pussy, bitch. However the fuck I want it, when I want it, that's that. I ain't no freaky nigga, so I ain't gonna stick nothing up in your asshole or nothing like that. But, you know, as long as there's no trip that I have to go through mentally about sex. I'm a weird nigga. I ain't gonna say, baby, let me hit that pussy. I ain't gonna say some shit like that. I feel fucked up if I gotta ask for the pussy. I just do. I never learned how to do that. I'm always kind of motherfucking my moves, woo woo woo. And then, if that's the case, my conversation, all that shit, the bitch start kissing on the nigga, whatever, you know, the next thing I know, one thing lead to another. Now, that's the way I would imagine is the best way, I guess, for it to happen to me. But about, girl, you fan it, you know, whatever, I don't even know how to put it in words. I sound like a freak or something. You know, trying to ask a bitch for some goddamn pussy. First, you know what, before I ask a bitch for some pussy, I'll be the total baby. You got me tripping on the pussy. You got to go. I tell you, you got to go. I don't want to trip on the pussy because my dick ain't going to get hard. I ain't going to fuck you right because I'm tripping on the pussy. So get your motherfucking ass out of here, motherfucker. The next time you bring your ass over here, don't have no panties. Boo-boo, I explained. If the bitch do it, it's only cracking. But if the bitch don't, I don't give a fuck. I only care if you do. I'm not spending any of my time caring if you don't. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just don't expect me to give a fuck about you, not doing it, you goddamn bitch. So listen to this. Listen to this, fella. You can call in and you can tell me. You can even say you don't have no friends. But you know why? You don't have no girl friends. It ain't because of how come I don't have none. I don't got no girlfriends as far as female friends because ain't no way in the fuck I'm going to be seen like that. You don't have none because won't none be friends with you. That's why as soon as one decides to be your friend, it's like, what should I do? Should I be your friend? No, fucker. I mean, I guess that's what I mean, fucker. See, I got a lot of dudes who actually realize that they had it in them all the time. A lot of the graduates at Sidewalk University actually had it in them all the time, but it's been suppressed. It's been suppressed systematically by the emasculation of little boys by their mothers, especially when it's single mothers, the emasculation of men in general. I'm not trying to say it's women's fault. It does have something to do with women, but it has more to do with society. It's not women's fault. Women were treated, whatever, mistreated, however you want to say it. I agree with that, and there was some things necessary, which, I would imagine everything as far as mentally, not everything, but damn near. So I'm not saying it wasn't needed, but what I am saying is that doggone thinking men aren't needed because now, you know, you're independent or whatever the fuck you are. That shit is fucked up. That shit is fucked up. Because what I'm saying is, if it wasn't right for us to do it, why is it right for you to do it? Because that's what you're doing. You're starting to objectify us. As soon as you see us as men, then we're either dicks or assholes. I mean, shit. I'm just being real. You know, I talk about real shit. Motherfuckers that find out they had it in them all the time, they realize that what they didn't have was the roadmap necessary to find and learn the confidence they were looking for. And through fucking with me, they found that map. It's just they ain't ignorant. They just read the map. Now, once they realized that the key to their search was actually located so close in proximity to them, so close that they don't even have to go anywhere to get it, is fucking amazed to the extent that they got motivated. What I'm saying, fellas, of course I'm talking about my course. Of course I'm talking about Sidewalk University. But more than that, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about what you don't have, what you don't know, and what having it and knowing it would do for you. Excuse me. I need some water. You know me. I get the hiccup and shit. Those of you who've yet to find your goddamn inner strength only need to do what the motherfuckers that's in my group this semester did. These motherfuckers saw a desire and they ran to get it. They didn't want the desire. Some of them did want it a long time and then finally, whatever. But they'll never want anything else a long time. They'll realize if you can think of it, you're capable of doing it. The only thing you are not capable of doing is something you haven't fucking thought of. That's just the way I think. So, once you start searching for that inner strength and you find it, all you need to do is let it guide you to do whatever the fuck it is you think you want, whatever your desire, and instead of wanting it, you run to go get it. So, you know, I have to salute all you motherfuckers that really have learned that the man you want to be is inside of you. The man you want to be is inside of the man you are. You just got to know how to open the door to let that motherfucker out. The key is knowing how to release that motherfucker, the one you want to be. Because that one you want to be is in prison. He's trapped in all your bullshit thoughts about societal norms or whatever you want to call it. Do you really want to know why real foot stompers, dudes that do whatever they do, foot stompers meaning, whatever you do, football, baseball, sports, or whatever, mechanics, electronics, whatever you do, you stomp the pavement to get your goddamn fucking knowledge. Otherwise, you put in the physical work. That's a foot stomper. A real foot stomper would never put a picture of themselves, you know, on, if that's the case, Facebook. Now, if it was a business-type situation, of course he would. But on the bragging tip, the way people do Facebook, nah, he wouldn't do that. And it's for the same reason they never actually, I take that back. I was finna say, but I ain't gonna tell you what I was finna say. You just have to understand, when you believe something, what it is you believe is more important than anything that anyone else believes. And the only way you can assure yourself of that is by using a mind map. Now, a mind map. Where do you want to go? To the United States. So this is what you have a map of. So your mind map starts with where you want to go. And then you got to get there. So where are you? So let's say you're located in the Northeast. You got to find where that's at. Okay. Now you know you want to find somewhere in the United States, and you're in the Northeast. So where is what the fuck you want to find? Well, it's in the Southwest. Okay. So now this, everything we discover, we're mapping. How am I getting there? First, I want to know how far it is. Everything is being mapped. And once it's all mapped, we go after it. See, my mind map is essential in assisting me in using my ability to use and incorporate the shit I think on the fly. Because I know I don't have an A to Z plan. I know I have an A, B, C, ... plan. And I'm fucking with it because that's how, that works for me. So what I'm saying is I don't engage every idea some motherfucker had that's fucking with me. I end up, let's say I hear something you said that make me think something. I end up integrating those two ideas, mine and yours, into a single redesigned method of dealing with whatever the situation is, be it suckers who want to argue with me, be it competitors who want to try to say they got more whatever to offer, whatever it is. And if you do the shit correctly, if you use the shit correctly, doubt is your fucking biggest asset at this point. And I gotta pat myself on the back with this one because it showed me that my tank is full. My gas tank of thought, my gas tank of game. I actually agree with the criticism that you give my generation. But you got to understand that, we're a product of the incarceration generation. A lot of the motherfuckers that little school does. 317, I see you. 1 second. They would have schooled us on the game to send to prison for long fucking sentences. And I'm sure the same is going on too. Because shit don't change. I don't give a fuck. Shit don't change. 50, 60 years ago, motherfuckers was getting killed, drugged down the street for voting rights. And now and every white motherfucker, everybody, black motherfucker, everybody, this is wrong. We should have voting rights. And all that shit, we get voting rights. Now they're taking it away? Come on, man. That's why I don't give a fuck about what goes on. Long as I can do what I need to do for me and mine, you see my daughter come in here. Yeah, I talk mean to her, but that motherfucking girl ain't gonna need a goddamn thing. I don't give a fuck. Does she know it? You ain't gonna need shit, goddamn it. Come in and let me know. That's me. 317, what's up with you, bro?
Hello, how you doing? This is William from West Philadelphia. Hello.
How you doing, William?
I'm good, man. I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days.
Well, why Sunday you got I'm that goddamn out. Accent? Wait, why you got that accent if you from Philadelphia?
Well, that's why I spend most of my time. But one day I was chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cool,
hey,
just
stop,
shooting a little b-ball outside
stop,
of school.
Stop.
Couple of guys that
hey,
were
hey, hey,
cool
hey, hey, dude, William.
Trouble in my neighborhood.
Oh,
yes,
dude, fuck,
yes, my brother.
This dude is a liar. First, I don't like to talk to motherfuckers that bullshit. And you see he didn't got off now because I know he bullshit. You hear he got a motherfucking accent from some fucking country. But he gonna say he's born and raised in Philadelphia. Well, man, if you born and raised in Philadelphia, why you don't sound like an American motherfucker? See, that's why I hate fucking with these dudes, man. They are such liars. And they think that a mother... Well, they don't think it. They know that a motherfucker's going to be up on their lying. But I do, motherfuckers. So if you call in, understand. Just me hearing your voice tells me who I'm fucking with. I'm sorry. I don't care what you think about it. But it's true. A lot of motherfuckers that could have schooled me. A lot of motherfuckers that could have schooled you. Got caught up in the system. They got sent to prison. So, you know, we get some of that shit and mixed up with some other shit. You know, at least that's what happened to a lot of people's fathers, brothers, you know. So some of us are a little behind because we didn't have any teachers or tangible role models. You know what, motherfucker, that don't mean you have to go easy or you have to accept half shit. The truth is the truth, and I'll take it whatever fucking way it comes to me. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the fucking outcomes, I just don't care. And I'm telling you guys, you got to understand something. I've been in the lion's den, Washington, D.C., New York, Alphabet City. I'm coming everywhere, Minnesota, all. I've been everywhere. Rolls Royce and jewels, you know, white bitches, you know, woo-woo. But I don't have no space. I got a scar on my stomach. But it's from having diverticulitis, and it was an operation I got. I ain't got no fucking street wounds. I don't have no street wounds. I ain't been to prison. None of that motherfucking shit. Because the life I live ain't had nothing to do with that shit. So you can say whatever you want to say. Talk about you live the same life I live. But the life I live ain't got no goddamn prison involved in it because I ain't finna do none of that stupid shit that's going to make me go to prison. Yet, if you want to leave me, you cannot see my address from in here unless you read some of my mail, bitch, and you can't read none of my mail. So what that mean? Get out. Let me tell you something, fellas. Punishment. Hit her in the mouth, give her a black eye, fuck her jaw up, whatever. Who's punished? The bitch? Or you? Because you can't get no money for at least 5 days. Maybe you'll make it 3 days and she can wear dark glasses. But she ain't gonna be working on her because come on, man, you punishing your goddamn self. Punishment. Look at this. When you came with me, you ain't had shit. Nah, I didn't get you an apartment, got your clothes, woo, woo, woo. Take everything except the keys to this apartment. And get your motherfucking ass out because you fired. You goddamn bitch. I'm not breaking my motherfucking fingernails on your motherfucking rockhead. What I'm gonna do is send your ass on so the next nigga can have your motherfucking problem, bitch. Cause I'm rolling off. I mean, this is how I feel. You know the bitch like, wait, you can't fire me? Oh, yes, I can, bitch. You know why? because I don't want none of your money no more. So I don't give a fuck how much money you make in saying and want to give to me. I don't want none of that. So you're fired. Do you know what that does to a motherfucker's brain? This bitch knows that your life depends on her being willing to go sell her pussy to get you money. And you're telling her to get the fuck out? She's missing something. I'm missing something here. You are missing something here. Dean, I gotta call you back. I'm doing a video, man. Okay. So, see, man, that's why I don't like to get calls. I was off my shit just now talking about. I even forgot what I was talking about this morning. Any motherfucking way, because I didn't forget what I was talking about, man. So it's not that it wasn't important. It's just that I was off script. A lot of times I'm off my motherfucking bullet points. But I go back to where I was. Which is the truth of the matter, is that when shit come about, shit happens. I don't believe in excuses or pity. I straight believe in solutions. And that's what all of my videos are about. My videos give you solutions to what the fuck life has to offer. The solutions to the mistakes that I, you know, have made in my beliefs, in my execution of game. Solutions to shit you're thinking about that's going to cause you a problem or could cause you a problem. But what I'm saying is, God damn it, what I hope you're understanding is that, to me, or for me, it's not about this problem. It's just not. This problem is hella important, and this problem can maybe cost me or whatever. But it ain't even about that problem. To me, it's about I'm problem-free. That problem is only a problem while I let it be a problem. Because whatever it requires, I ain't finna procrastinate about handling it. I'ma handle it the way I see fit. And if it goes my way, fine. If it don't, fine. I ain't getting a fuck. I just don't. I do what I know to do. I believe in me. I believe in me. I don't believe in nothing else. I do believe in religion. I believe in God. I know God is omnipotent. But what I'm saying as far as besides me believing that, and me believing that has nothing to do with what I'm saying now, I believe in me. I swear to God, I will never have a problem and believe what the fuck you think about solving it. The only way that would happen is if you believe what the fuck I think. I'm just saying, man. Listen, it's apparent to me. People just don't understand how far and deep this goddamn game is. Everybody is doing shit to make money. So they're not really in it like that. And the funny thing is, most of the dudes today They're big. There are no beginners or intermediate. They're all at the top of their fucking game. Or whatever their profession is. And the thing about that is this. I know it's impossible for that to be a fact. It's impossible. Everybody cannot be on at the same time. Everybody can't be on the same level. I mean, you guys, the way you see shit, you know, I guess it's possible. Well, all you motherfuckers are actually down in, all you motherfuckers who are actually down in there, you shouldn't even allow motherfuckers to say they're down unless they showed you they are. You shouldn't let a motherfucker, because they had a set you was at, claim to be on the level you on, you know, and their friends and people that see them little lower that respect they have for you because now they see this fucker is with you. Oh, man. I'm not really speaking about, you know, fighting or nothing like that goddamn shit. I'm just saying I would think that you motherfuckers would really want more. I mean, you would think more of what it took for you to get to where you are. So you know, won't let or allow every single person that come into the game to claim the shit you earned. But then again, this is, you know, the new age, and different motherfuckers have claimed that his game is on par with the best of players. And to those motherfuckers, you know, to those motherfuckers, I'm just saying, they may believe that shit. But I know that this life, there's many levels. Not the pimp life, so not just life. And some of you motherfuckers enter the show and tell level. They don't realize it. But what I'm saying is, are you prepared for it? So what I'm saying is, let's say me and you go into some shit. And then it ends up in the show and tell level. What can you do to show and tell? As far as defend what you're saying. No, you don't think of that because you haven't got to that. I have. Many times. Not that I'm better. Not that I know more. It's that I am prepared to roll. Right now. And I know what to think about whatever the fuck in less than a second. I already thought about everything that's going on. I already thought about what I want to do in less than a second, and I'm going to start doing it all within that second. All right. Don't believe me. There's many motherfuckers in this game that claim to be this or that. But motherfuckers who choose to make that claim, think about it. Are they willing to be called on it? I'm lucky because I can make claims that I've already done and I've already been called on. But it don't mean some motherfucker ain't gonna call me again. So, excuse me, I gotta pour me a drink, fellas. And plus, remember, I can give up. Fuck what you think about me smoking weed all the time, drinking alcohol and all that goddamn shit, all that goddamn fuck that shit. But what I'm saying is I make claims I done already done. And all you got to do is your little research or your little fucking homework or whatever you want to call it to prove it. So, you motherfuckers who claim this game, you motherfuckers who claim to be pimps, well, you don't really claim to be pimps, you claim to be entrepreneurs. What I'm saying is, take my word for it. All you got to do is take whatever you're doing to another level to where you can use your history. Because this is what people talk about, blah, 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 blah. You know, this is on the 21st century shit. I ain't even did none of the shit in the 21st century that people be talking to me about. Now, I'm good, but they still talk to me like I'm doing it. 303, what's up, man?
Yeah, Rosebud, you can hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Come on, brother.
Yeah, well, I was just calling in because I was listening to the show for a couple of minutes, but right now, I'm slowly starting to, make sense of the stuff you're saying, right? I'm getting paid Friday, and, you know, after bills and everything.
Stop. Something about the connection is fading out and shit. So what I'm saying is I want to, you know, address whatever it is you have to ask about, but I don't want to hear your life story.
Yeah, I'm not explaining nothing. My bad. It's cutting out. I'm just saying I'm getting paid Friday. I'm going to have about 200. And I'm trying to just figure out, in your opinion, I'm new to this, just trying to figure it out, but what would you say, like, where should I really start? The confidence courses, what do you think? And I don't have enough for the university, right now.
Listen, man, listen. My email is askrosebud, with two Ds, at gmail.com. Hit me. I got all kind of plans. What I'm saying is the way you can afford it is the way it will work. And I kind of work on the honor system, but I do keep books. But on the honor system, if you pay X amount, blah, 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 you can come into Sidewalk University, but whatever you're paying is supposed to be paid on whatever date.
And like a plan?
The whole amount should be paid before, and yes, it is like a plan. But my point and what I'm saying is you're only getting some of the shit. So when you stop paying, I stop sending the shit. Kick you out.
As you should, bro. Cut it all the way off.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, so I'll work with you as far as what the fuck you need to do.
You said ask Rosebud with two Ds at Gmail?
Yes. The Rosebud.
All right, I'll hit you.
Listen. The word Rosebud, instead of just one D, it has two Ds. But other than that, askrosebud@gmail.com. Hit me. Let's talk about it. We'll work it out, bro. I ain't no motherfucker this hard to work with.
Understood. Name's Mario, by the way. That's who the email's going to be from. I'll hit you, sir.
All right, brother, for sure. 202, what's happening with you?
Rosebud, what's going on, brother? It's Dave. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How about you, brother?
Good, man. I can't complain at all. Can't complain. Quick question. I go hard in everything I do, brother, yet I have a fear of public speaking, like giving business, like giving a business speech. How can I get over that?
Well, you can't get over having fear of this or that. You can get over of letting fear handle you. So, I mean, each fear... Your fear, my fear, who's ever fear is different, requires different shit. So I'm not saying that fear, you're supposed to not have it. You're supposed to have fear, but you can't be scary. So what I'm saying is some people say do this, do that. Look, I've heard people say imagine people naked. In a situation where you're publicly speaking. I don't believe none of that bullshit. I believe that you're supposed to believe what the fuck you're talking about. And if you believe whatever the fuck it is you're talking about in this public situation, you don't want it to be fucked up, the presentation. So your concentration, fuck the crowd, fuck who's going for whatever the fuck you're saying. I would be concentrating on the fact that I know how I want this goddamn presentation to go. I know how I want them to react to the presentation. I do know that too. But my focus would be on me saying and doing and emphasizing all the correct things about this presentation.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about that so much that I don't even trip on presenting it.
Got you.
I'm telling you, man, I'm so focused on doing everything right because I know everything should be done this way, blah, 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 at this point, blah, blah, blah. And once I get through and I've done that, whether it was, you know, taken the way I wanted it to or not, doesn't matter. What becomes the focus is that I'm through the presentation.
Okay.
And I really get game from realizing I could be tripping, scared, and still do whatever the fuck I need to do because I thought of how to do it while scared.
Right. Got you.
No, really, bro, listen. Do you see what I'm saying, really?
I see exactly what you're saying. Let me just make sure I got it. You want I need to master my material, master my presentation, master the material so much that that's my main focus and not worry about anything else other than the material at hand and the things that I can control.
Well, you do have to master your material, but that's not the way to say it. You have to understand and you have to master how you want it delivered.
Okay.
Of course, you're going to know 150% about the material. So as far as that goes, you can master the material. But then when you get to talking about an intricate part of it, you can lose it. That's why we ain't talking about the material. We talking about the presentation. We talking about what you want from the moment you say, well, good afternoon. I'm so-and-so, woo-woo. And, of course, it goes from there. But what I'm saying is, bro, listen to me, man. As much shit as I talk, would you believe that I write it all down? And I'm not reading it, but I have bullet points. And even though I know I depend on that shit, ain't that one of you motherfuckers gonna know it? Because I don't depend on it as far as what I'm saying, but I depend on it as far as what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is trying to deliver a particular message. So as long as I got my bullet points, I can go off on something that, you know, somebody talked about or brought up or blah, blah, blah. Talk about it 20, 30 minutes and get right back to where I was. Why? Because I planned for it. I planned to talk about not the subject or what we are talking about, but I plan to talk or get off of subject and you know, get involved. So all I'm saying, bro, is for you to understand the full aspect or all the aspects of what you're doing. And you devise your shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Got you.
Did I help you?
You did very much. I appreciate it, bro.
No, wait, bro. God damn it. You ain't going to tell me I helped you to get your ass off here. Well, I'm saying this really, man. Really, listen. This is important to me. What actually, now, state your position or whatever the question was, And then afterwards, say what the fuck you think you got from it and shit.
So you want me to restate my initial question?
Well, just restate whatever it was you was concerned with and whatever it is that I helped you with, state with how I helped you.
No doubt. The initial question or fear that I had was, you know, I go hard in everything I do, but I do have this initial fear of public speaking. And what you've helped me to identify is that, you know, everyone is going to have fear of something, but it's not the fear. It's how you deal with the fear. You have to move forward, focus on your presentation, focus on the material, and move past the fear. Don't worry about what other people are thinking, how other people are going to respond to you. Just make sure that in your mind you have your presentation down packed and the material ready to pull from.
Listen to me. What's important about you saying what you said, I wouldn't have been able to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you, if you wouldn't have said it and you would have missed it. Bro, you're focusing on the material. You have to focus on being conceited. You are so selfish and conceited that there is no way you're going to let words come out your mouth that's not understood the way you want them to be understood. This is all represented in your presentation. That's why you concentrate on your presentation. Fuck the material. Fuck the people. Fuck everything that, you know, as a result of that. The only thing you concentrating on is the reason you fucking wrote whatever the fuck you wrote so you can say whatever you trying to say. And you such a conceited fucking bastard that there's no way you're going to allow anything to happen but that. Bro, that's a whole nother concept.
I love that shit right there. Love it.
Hey, bro, that's a whole nother concept. You looking at it one way and it can be seen that way, but that ain't the way you fucking want to see it. You want to see it the way you just heard it. That's what I'm saying, bro. We got to talk, we got to communicate, and we got to use conversation as tools when we need it to be tools, which means we're using it because we're trying to get this boat on this transmission, and we got a fucking wrench, and we're using that wrench to make it easy because we know what we're doing. That's how we kick it,
right,
man.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. Love it, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro. 339, what's happening?
How's it going, man?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm doing well, man. I just found out about you recently, maybe like 2 weeks ago or so. I've watched a lot of this stuff. Very consistent, man. I like what you're talking about. I'm not really a pimp, or I'm a square, but I think you might be able to help me out with what I'm
Hey, bro,
for.
Listen. Stop. Listen to me. If you want to fuck with me, understand I was a pimp. I ain't no goddamn pimp right now. But what I'm saying is I do not talk to pimps, or what I say is not for pimps. I can't help it. I sound like a pimp nigga, you know, and, you know, that's that. But what I be saying and where I'm coming from is talking to men, all men. So just for your information.
That's exactly why.
Listen, just for your information. Whenever you hear the word pimp, whenever you hear the word hoe coming out of my mouth, you can hear the exact same shit I'm saying if you substitute the word man for pimp and you substitute the word woman for hoe. Because the way I talk, I can't help it, man. 50 years, come on, man. What a woman is this? So it's me. That's the way I talk. That's the way I talk, but that is not where I'm coming from right now. You feel me?
No, I understand. I understand you.
All right, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Let's go with what your question was. What's happening?
My goal is to have like a family. So I'm trying to find a woman to be a wife. So I'm wondering, what would be your advice on picking that kind of woman?
My advice would be not to let that be your priority.
Okay.
My advice would be to know that that's what you really want. But as far as...
I've known from a young age.
Can you hold on, man? But as far as you going, you know, around living, trying to find that woman, do you know who she is? No. Do you know how tall she is? No. Do you know where you're going to meet her? No. Do you know what time you're going to meet her? No. So you'll never find that goddamn bitch you're looking for. Do you hear me?
Okay.
What I'm saying is this. Since you know what you want, whenever you're in the presence of that bitch, it's not automatically going to happen. But what I'm saying is the right shit happens the right way. And the right way is for you to know what you want, to know what you're looking for, so that if you just accidentally bump into this lady because you have to market and you guys are going to get the reach for the same onion, ain't got nothing to do with her. Ain't got nothing to do with the onions. It has something to do with you taking advantage of any opportunity to talk to some bitch that could possibly be this motherfucker you looking for. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I got a quick follow-up question to that.
Come on.
I think you've talked about it vaguely before, but...
Excuse me, bro. 316, I see you. Don't go nowhere. I'll get you in a minute. I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering about knowing what you want. Is it possible to know what you want without having to go through a lot of women? Or is that just something
you
have to do?
Stop. Let me ask you something. You got a job and all that shit, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you take care of yourself. You live alone, right?
In a month I will be.
Okay, stop. You live alone, right? Yes,
yes.
Or no?
No.
So what I'm saying is this, bro. There's no sense in half-ass telling yourself whatever the fuck you're telling yourself. You know, you got a job. You don't live alone. And whatever, just right there, you cannot be you. Do you understand what I just said?
A little bit.
What I'm saying is this, bro. There's a lot of things you don't do in your house. Well, I'm going to take it for granted that it is your house. But what I'm saying is, let's say it is. And since you got a roommate or whoever, there's a lot of things you don't do. Let's say this roommate is a buddy of yours, not necessarily pal, but a buddy of yours that you let move in. They paying whatever they paying. But there's some things that you would do if that motherfucker wasn't there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yes, I get it, because that's one of my biggest motivations for moving out.
What I'm trying to get you to understand is, first and foremost, you want your own shit.
Yep.
You can't say shit until you have your own shit. And that's your first move. I don't give a fuck what it is. Get your own shit. Okay. You get your own shit. Then you decide not who this particular woman is, but you got to decide what kind of woman you want. I mean, if you want a family, blah, 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 then you got to, you know, focus on talking to women as well. Not know where they're at. You don't know where they're fucking at. The bitch could be at Walmart. She could be at Applebee's. She could be walking across the street and you come in the opposite direction. You don't know where the bitch is. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about you knowing what the fuck you want. So here you are, you walking across the crosswalk and you bump shoulders with this woman. She dropped her back. Oh my God, I'm sorry, man. Excuse me. And you reach down and pick it up and you say blah, 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 blah. But as you're talking, something you notice. And maybe you say, well, look, let me help you across the street. You know, blah, blah, blah. And you end up talking. She might, I'm not saying she is, she might be that bitch. She might be that motherfucker you want to meet. But the only way you're going to find out is by helping her across the street, blah, 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 saying whatever you say. And if things kind of match up to what you're thinking about, you'll take that conversation a little further. And if the rest of it matches up, you have found her. But because you know what you want, you're able to put significant work in, bro. Otherwise, putting work in is if you want this kind of woman and you're speaking to women, you better make sure you're pulling that kind of shit out of them or you're wasting time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, bro. I got another call and I'm going to give them to. Hey, 316, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's good, Rose? How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good, man. You got that voice, man. I know you got hella bitches. You better not tell me. You ain't got
no shit. Oh, man, I just want to tell you, man, first, I appreciate what you do for the men out here, bro, for real, and all the brothers out here, you know, that need that kind of motivation and kind of, you know, power in them, man. So I appreciate that, and I don't know how to word this, bro, but you really remind me of my grandfather, man. You got a lot of characteristics and
Your grandfather must have been a fly nigga. Come on, tell me about that nigga, man.
Man, he was a good man, man. He passed away, man. He passed away about 2 months ago, man. And
oh, goddamn.
And, man, you when I ran up on your show, bro, you really, I connected to you, man. And I had to show my mother, And I said, man, this guy right here, man, you know, I knew about you, bro, from previous films that you was in and everything like that. And I didn't know what happened with you. I didn't know what was going on with your life. So when I ran up to your show, man, I was very impressed and happy to see you up on here and, you know, giving game the right way and giving it in a positive way. But with that being said, Rose, man, I was a brother that had I had an aneurysm about 2 years ago, bro. And, you know, it kind of took a lot of motives. I had an aortic bypass. I had an aortic bypass, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My
aorta split, man. But through the grace and in the hands of doctors and stuff like that, man, they was able to bring me back here, bro. But I lost some motivation in me, man. And, you know, I've always been a pretty positive brother and kind of knew what I wanted in life
Yes, sir. You said after this situation, you kind of lost motivation, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you ask yourself why?
No, not really.
Stop. It took too long. So what I'm saying is, ask yourself right now, why do you think you lost that fucking motivation? You know for a fact you lost it. You just said it. So it ain't no bullshit as far as maybe I lost motivation. You already lost it. So let's find out why. Why do you think you lost it? Because you came close with death?
Yes.
Stop. Stop. Listen. You came close with death. Do that mean when you was walking across the street before any of this happened, you didn't approach death?
I never thought about it.
Listen to me, bro.
Yes, sir.
Think about it right fucking now.
Okay.
Do that mean when you walking across the street, you are not approaching death?
No. You can hit death when you cross the street.
You goddamn right, bro. So that shit that happened, that did actually happen with you, that you did need whatever hospital help and shit about, is just like walking across the street, man. You can't do nothing about it. You gotta cross the street. So you gonna do what you do. You know to look both ways. You know to make sure that car's coming. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You gonna do whatever. But I'm saying, you did all that. Yeah. And you damn near getting ran over. That don't mean you shouldn't cross the street.
Have you ever?
What, bro?
I was just saying, have you ever been in that place, and what got you out that place? So,
listen to me, man. When I was a young dude, what was Junior Walker in the All Stars? Shotgun, yeah. That was out. I was a kid, and me and my partner was walking to school, and he had a gun. He showed me a gun.
Hmm.
You know, I don't want to be around none of this shit. He know he ain't know where this kind of nigga, you know, to this day, I don't know where he got the gun from. But he said, shotgun, he shot the fucking gun. And it actually got my hair. Do you hear what I'm saying, bro?
Yes, yes.
It got my hair. So what I'm saying, man, bro, man, that shit was a motherfucker to me, man. It changed. I mean, it didn't change my life. I was just really mad at that nigga as far as that. Man, you could have killed blah, blah, blah. But man, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to shape your life. You cannot and choose it.
That's right.
You got to deal with it. That's why you got to fucking have a particular principle that you believe in that no one can shake you from.
I hear that, man.
And if you do have that, shit that happens, as you know, like whatever you explain, whatever I just explained, whatever's gonna happen to you, man, we can handle it, man, because we know what we want. We know where we coming from.
I hear that, man.
That makes sense to you, bro?
Man, it really does, bro. It really does, man.
Listen, man.
And I appreciate you so much, man. I don't want to hold nobody else up from getting some of that motivation.
No, I'm going to check out right now, man. But let me tell you something, man. All you guys, you got to understand, I will cuss you out. But believe me, I will kick you with motherfuckers, man. And when I see something that's real, that I don't give a fuck how long it take, man. Fuck how long somebody waiting on the phone and all that shit. This is a call-in show. This motherfucker's talking about real shit, and we can't rush
right on
it, Rose. Man.
Right on, Rose, man. Right on, Rose, man. Right on, man.
All right, you guys. I'm gone.
Hey, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, too, bro. So I'm in this episode on YouTube. No, not on YouTube.